I want to back up just a little bit tonight and hit just a couple of scriptures before that. As you stand, Acts 16. I'm not going to read from 16 on, but this is that certain damsel that was possessed, the spirit of divination. And of course, they prayed and that spirit was out of her. Picking up with verse number 19, and when her masters saw the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace and to the rulers, brought them to the magistrates, saying, "These men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city, teaching customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans." Now, I want to start right here. Definitely, I want you to listen. Multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes, commanded to beat them. When they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them in the prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison, made their feet fast in the stocks. Yeah. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed, sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. Immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loosed. The keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword, would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we're all here. Everyone that was thrown in, everyone that was in prison, they're still there." And then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas. This was the jailer now. He brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house." They spake unto him the word of the Lord and all that were in his house. He took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes, were baptized, he and all his, straightway. When he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. Thank you. May be seated. Pray with us just one more time, please. Father, as we come to you in prayer, I want to thank you for the reading of the precious Word of God. We just want to thank you for being in church tonight. We want to thank you for Rogersville Baptist Temple. As many's already said, we thank God for this church. Thank God for this family. Thank God for my brothers and sisters in Christ. That's the reason I like to come to church. Not only for the Word of God, not only for to just praise you, but Lord, I like to be with this people. I like to be with this crowd. This is my kind of crowd. It's the ones I like to be around. And Father, I thank you for that. And Lord, Father, I pray that you'll bless tonight. Thank you for what you did last night. But Father, that's in the past now. We're asking, Father, for a fresh anointing of God. We are asking, Lord, that you'll speak to all of our hearts. May something be said that'll help each and every one. Lord, it's always been said, you may be going through a storm, maybe in a storm, maybe coming out of a storm. But Father, all of us are going to face storms in our lives. And Lord, maybe something will be said tonight that we could take home with us and would help us in the days to come, to encourage us to go another mile, to encourage us to, when we go through another valley, we go through another storm, God, that we can remember what was preached tonight. Father, we love you now in Jesus' name. I pray. And so I think about the message and think about, you know, and this whole, pretty much this whole church knows a little bit about what our family's going through, and I guess that's what inspired this message and really thinking about it. And last night as we preached, it really helped my heart, and I went away from there even stronger. And that's why God's Word ought to do to us. When we hear the preached Word of God, we read the preached Word of God, as we read the words of God, it ought to encourage us just a little bit more. It ought to help us and drive us just a little bit more to keep on going for the glory of God. That's basically what happened last night. Is I went away from that, and I said, "God, I want to thank you." That helped and drive me a little bit farther. That just helps me to go until the next time that I read the Word of God, or until the next time I get to come to the house of God. I want to preach tonight on hard times to hallelujah times. And I want us to really focus in on and what's going on in the Apostle Paul and Silas's life here in this moment in this scripture. And we read just a little bit before that because I want you to see just what happened prior to it. You know, the magistrates they knew that supposedly, quote unquote, they was causing problems to God's people. When we think about it, they was doing God's word. They cast out that demon from that damsel. They were doing good things. And why? A lot of times we've heard the question preached over and over. Why does bad things happen to good people or God's people? But here they were doing God's work. They were doing what they knew that God would have them to do. But that caused a commotion in the town. And you do anything good for God, you do anything in God's Word, you're going to cause a commotion. People's not going to like it. They're going to rise up against you, whether it's at the plant by the sky or where, or even around town. Hey, you start doing anything for God, hey, people's not going to like it. You start getting excited about God, trying to tell people about God, hey, they're not going to like it. They're going to start leaving the room. They're not going to hang around with it anymore. But I want you to look at verse number 22. And the multitude rose up together against him, and the magistrates rent off their clothes, commanded them to beat them. When they laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging that jailer to keep them. You watch over them. Don't you let them leave. Hey, but the Apostle Paul and Silas, they just used this time to grow stronger in the Lord. They just used this hard time in their life to gain some growth, to mature them. Because we know that all things work together for good, to conform us to the image of His Son. And if it takes a jail experience, if it takes a prison experience, if it takes a valley, if it takes them low times in our life to get us to be like Christ, I say, God help us, bring it on. And that's the hardest thing to do. As we said last night, hey, this is a whole lot easier to preach than it is to practice. I mean, anybody can stand up and preach this, but then when we try to go out them doors, I'm just hoping by tomorrow I'll remember this. Because I'm probably the world's worst in this room. But I want you to look at this hard time to a hallelujah time. Here they were, they just beaten. They were thrown into prison. They got stripes upon them. Here, I want you to notice, first of all, I want you to notice the time of day it was. Here in verse number 25, and at midnight. Midnight. Here after a while, at midnight, you go outside and look how dark it is. It's dark at midnight. Oh, it's not daytime. Hey, the light's not shining around. I mean, you might have the moon, but the midnight, spiritually speaking, Paul and Silas was going through a dark time in their life. This was midnight. They was going through a hard trials in their life. I mean, here they were beaten, and they had stripes. They was probably sitting there bleeding, no doubt. They was in stocks and they was in bonds. They were laying there in a jail cell, locked in, nowhere to go, not even being able to get out. They was going through a hard time. It was midnight. It was dark days. How many of us go through dark days in our life? How many goes through that midnight hour? How many of us goes through those hard times, and all of us face it, every family? I can look around this room and see family after family and after family. Even some maybe not here tonight that's going to family after family after family. Hard time, physical needs, spiritual needs, domestic needs, just all kinds of needs. Those are hard times in our lives. We all going to face them. We know that. That's so basic out of the Scripture. When you go all the way through the Bible and you find those hard times that people went through. But I want you to look at midnight. Paul, guess what Paul and Silas done? Oh yeah, look. Oh, we're sitting here. We're bleeding. We've got stripes. We've got stocks. We've got bonds. We've got chains. We're in prison, locked up. We've got a guy standing out there that's not even going to let us leave. We tried to leave. Yeah, at midnight. It was a hard time in their life. Right, but I want you to look at how they reacted. Yeah. Listen to that word. How they reacted in those hard times. Yeah. Oh yeah. what does old brother Craig do? I'm so worried. What am I going to do? What am I? Listen to that. What am I going to do? How am I going to handle this? Where's that next money coming from? How am I going to pay the next bill? What am I going to do about the house? What am I going to do about this? Oh yeah, so what? That fell through. What am I going to do? Everybody in the family is in an uproar. We don't know which way to go. But I want you to look here at midnight. How did Paul and Silas react? And may we learn this, please. May I learn this tonight. How am I going to react in a hard time, that midnight hour? Did you look at the time? It was at midnight. I want you to look at the test. I want you to look at the test. How did Paul and Silas react? What did they do at that hard time? Well, they started praying. Wouldn't we all be better off if we'd spend a little more time on our knees in prayer instead of pouting, instead of worrying, instead of wringing our hands? Where's our faith? Oh, me of little faith this afternoon. Where's my faith tonight? But Paul and Silas, they've experienced God in the past. They knew God was with them in the past. They knew God had answered their prayers in the past. How many times and Paul, you know, I just hear him talking, and we done a little bit of this last night, but maybe Paul went up to Silas and said, you know, Paul? Or maybe Paul went up to Silas and said, hey, Silas, you know, there was a time that this little incident happened in my life, and you know, and I might have worried about it a little bit, but boy, I knew where to go to. I knew God was helping me. You know, God was there at that moment. I prayed about it. And I asked God to help me in that situation. You know, and He came through. Oh, Silas said, yeah, Paul, I understand. Boy, that same God, boy, He's a good God, ain't He? Oh, He answered a prayer for me one time. He said, hey, why can't we pray right here? Paul, lead us in prayer. Boy, and I can just see old Paul now, Father. Oh, and they get to praying. Oh, that prayer might have turned into some blessings of the Lord because it said he prayed and sang praises. I don't know what to say. Back in these days, I don't know what they were singing. But just maybe, think with me, just maybe, you can remember some of them old psalms. You know, it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord, sing praises to His name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. Oh, give thanks to the Lord for His goodness, mercy, endureth forever. For the Lord is good. He's a good God. Maybe they got to worshiping and praising Him. Or it's a test. How are we going to react? Rogersville Baptist Temple, our individual homes, our individual lives, how are we going to react? May we all learn it. How are we going to react in those hard times? And I was telling last night that yesterday morning, when I woke up, I had to go in at 3 o'clock yesterday morning. I woke up and there was a statement that kept ringing in my heart. And I actually thought that's what I was going to preach the whole message on last night. So I told our pastor today, it rung in my heart. It's not as bad as it seems. It's not as bad as it seems. You know, I don't know what Paul and Silas said, but you know, they got to looking at the blood around them. Maybe they got to looking at the chains. Silas, boy, you got a chain over there, and I got a chain over here. And boy, look at them. Look at them socks on our feet. Hey, look at this dirt floor around us. You know, I got to look at it. Oh, they got bars all around it. Well, we're locked in here. Oh, we got the jailer out there. You know, it's not really as bad as it seems. You know, how are you going to react in those hard times when you're experiencing a jail? May we find joy in the jail experiences. May we find peace in our prison experiences. May we find deliverance. Hey, when we're going through those disappointing times in our life, and we all face them. I've been so disappointed here lately, and I've even got to the point I said, God, why? I've got disappointed. I even had to get to the point where I've had to apologize to God. And I'll tell you what will help you too. And I heard this preached before. It'll help you if you say, God, I'm going to forgive you.
Yep.
Listen to what I said. God, I'm going to forgive you.
Yep.
I've questioned why you allowed this to happen. Well, God, I just want to go ahead and forgive you because you're in control. You still got the world in the palm of your hands. You still got my life in the palm of your hands. Just go ahead.
Amen.
I still love you, God.
Amen.
You know, this trial I'm going through, it's not as bad as it seems.
Amen.
I'm going to go ahead and run with it, preacher. Standing at the Red Sea, the children of Israel, they were standing there. Hey, the enemy was behind them. The Red Sea in front of them, no way to go. Hey, there it was. The Red Sea, where in the world are we going to go? But you know, it wasn't as bad as it seemed. It wasn't as bad as it seemed. What looked like a mound of problem, a sea of problem there at the Red Sea. Hey, it wasn't as bad as it seemed. Because all God had to do was step in the problem, step into the situation. And say, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
Amen.
And guess what happened? That Red Sea opened up. Hey, thank God. Hey, a preacher brought this up. It's a closed situation. There was a situation that was closed up. Nowhere to turn. No way to go. You wasn't going back. You go back, you're falling in the hands of the enemy. And let us all learn that from experiences. God wants to bring this out. Don't run back, because you'll fall right into the hands of the enemy. Just go forward for God. It doesn't matter if you stand right there at the Red Sea. It looks like a closed situation, but thank God. And just stand still. Let God do the Word. Let God step into the situation. Let Him open it up. It wasn't as bad as it really seemed. Oh, God, you remember the walls of Jericho, don't you? They were standing there. Even God told them to walk around. You've heard me preach on this before. God told them to walk around. They needed to go in there because God told them, Jericho, take Jericho, go fight. You're going in. Hey, they could have turned around and went back. But I'm going to tell you what. There's times that when we turn around, not only back to our enemies, and the enemies would get us, but just think, if we don't go forward for God, if we turn back, just think of all the miracles we're going to miss out on that God wanted to do in our life, such as a Jericho wall experience. Just think. But there it was. Hey, it was a closed situation. Those walls were big. As big to the children of Israel. There was a closed situation. Hey, but they did exactly what God told them to do. To go forward for the glory of God. Walk around that walls of Jericho and then start shouting with a loud voice. And look what God did. He stepped into the situation. He took care of those walls just like He'll do in your wall situation. He'll take the Red Sea and He'll part it. He'll drop the walls and you can walk on them. Walk on them walls, Mr. Carricker. What you're got y'all going through in your life, men through. Hey, there's some walls that's going to fall. Step in that situation. Boy, Jairus' daughter comes to my mind right now. That looks like a closed situation. There was a daughter that was dead. There was a daughter that was dead. There was another miracle that would have took place if that would have missed, that Jairus would have missed out on if he hadn't went and got Jesus. Well, why would you do that? Let's go get Jesus in our situation. Hey, we got a daughter that's lying dead. Let's go get Jesus on the situation. It looked like a closed situation. Lazarus, there, he was dead. He was at the tomb. A closed situation. Somebody's got to go get him. R.B. King, if it looks closed, go get Jesus. Have faith as Jairus. So I've seen Him work miracles in other people's lives. And why am I too good that He couldn't help me? Am I too little that God couldn't help me? Well, I believe I'll just go get Jesus. Closed situation, and He come and He touched that daughter and it opened up. Just let Jesus take care of it. Again, oh, it's so easy to preach. May I practice this all the time? Is it midnight hour? It didn't look as bad as it seemed, did it? Lazarus? Why, he's just dead. Jairus' daughter's dead. It wasn't as bad as it seemed, though, did it? You go back in your life. Think about what God, those trials that you come through in your life, and you prayed. You just went ahead and done what God said for you to do. Just go ahead and pray about it. Just go ahead and praise Him. And that's hard to do too. Just go ahead and praise Him on credit. Just go ahead and praise Him on credit. Say, God, I'm going to go ahead and praise You anyway. If it don't work out the way I want it to, if You seem fit to do it another way, I'm just going to go ahead and praise You anyway, because You're still worthy. You saved this old wretch like me. You brought me out of the miry clay. Set me among princes. Hey, I'm a king's kid tonight. I'm a part of a royal family, as Brother Billy was talking about. I've done and inherited all. He sees me as in heavenly places. Hey, it's not bad. It's not as bad as it seems. It's really not. Oh, I wish Donna was here. I know she needs some encouragement tonight, but God's a helping her. God's helping us. Keep praying for us, but it's not as bad as it seems. I don't know what's going to happen in the next couple of weeks. I honestly do not. But right now, I'm just going to say it's not as bad as it seems. God can turn your hard times into a hallelujah time. Because here was a hard time in Paul and Silas' life. They prayed and they sang praises. It turned into a hallelujah time. We've seen the time. We've seen the test. But I want you to look at the testimony. God will work wonders in your lives. And people will notice how you're handling it. They're going to see, because I know people's watching us. I just know it. I've had them at work telling me. I've had them here. I know they're watching us. And I don't want to fail. I want to be a testimony. Can I confess something right here? I got to a point in the last couple of weeks that I was actually wanting to come to this man right here and say, Brother Barry, a lot of things going on in our life, and till things get straightened out, I want you to set me down and from preaching for a while, and set me down from leading the choir for a little while, just get everything straightened out. I tell you, I just can't do it. Amen. I got to keep going on.
Amen.
Because I know me. I know what's going to happen. Yeah. If I sit down, I won't get back up.
Yeah. Bless him, Lord.
Now I confess mine.
Amen.
Time, the midnight, test, prayed and sang. Testimony.
Bless him, Lord.
Oh, I want my life to be a testimony. But look, at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed, sang praises unto God. Now look at this next statement. The prisoners heard them. They were still. Hey, I can imagine. Over in the next cell, or even on down the aisle there in some of the other cells. They're laying there, I'm sure, having the mull of grubs. Said, well, I've been here 2 or 3 years now. Mark off another day. Now there's the sun. I mark off another day. I'm going on 4 years. Well, it's already turned dark. This night's a little special. Something else is gets to listen. Maybe it's just coming through a little faint. Father, this trial You're bringing us through, this prison that You brought us in is, you know, we don't really realize why, but we're just trying to mind You. We're trying to do Your will. We love You, Lord. We praise You, Lord. You're still worthy. And maybe as Paul and Silas kept going, you know good and well it got a little louder. Because you just can't start off softly. Start praising Him, because eventually the Spirit of God's going to kick in. And you're going to start, hey, people's going to start noticing. They're going to start listening. What in the world? They got to hear Him in a hard time. It turned the whole situation around.
Amen.
The prisoners heard them. Paul and Silas was being a testimony to those around them in other jail cells. And that's the way we all are to be in those hard times, Miss Amber. In our hard times, people around you, they're going to be affected. They're going to be affected. Oh, you go home with a mully grub, Brother Scott, to Miss Stacy. You start complaining and murmuring. Before you know it, if she ain't slapped you silly yet, she's complaining too. Because it's, hey, you start rubbing shoulders, right, it's going to start, it's going to break out. So maybe we just start praising and praying in those hard times and let it rub off on somebody. Be a blessing to somebody else. Let them learn from your hard trials. If I was to have a show of hands, how many's heard stuff like this preached all their life? I mean, I have. To learn from experience, praise Him. At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed, saying praise unto God, and prisoners heard. But I want to go on down and see what also a testimony that was taking place as I'm about wrapped up here. Somebody was saved. And who was it? That jailer. That jailer was saved as a result of a hard trial. Those hard times. And it might have been just that night that he was sitting there and he was just kind of, I don't know, just doing whatever, just minding his own business, looking around, looking at the spiders crawling around the walls. And all of a sudden here, Silas, it's really not as bad as it seems, is it? Paul and I said, no. You know, it looks bad, but, you know, this really ain't all that bad. And, oh, I'm sure the jailer's thinking, yeah, it's good. Oh, what's going on here? Yeah. Pray, and they praised the Lord. Yeah. The jailhouse shook. Yeah. Those doors was open. But what a blessing it was is that none of them ran away. Right. And the jailer seen through a hard time. It wasn't as bad as it seemed. Because here was a jailer that got saved, took them home, wiped them, bound up their wounds, fed them meat, and the rest of their house got saved as a result. Let's turn our hard times into hallelujah times. Let's make our blessings. Let's make our burdens turn into blessings. Our trials into triumphs. Our disappointments into deliverance. Our adversities into advantages. Let's grow. Let's go forward.